When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
From your marquee Cubs broadcast team, it's Jim DeShays. Good morning, JD. How you doing?
I'm well, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm about 80% and happy. Okay. The Cubs are in the playoffs. And before we get to questions about the team, what's it been like to broadcast during this strange season? You and Len Casper do a great job. It's just so comfortable and fun and informative to hear you guys. But it has to be strange for you for a number of reasons this year, right?
Yeah, well, first, I appreciate the kind words, and it is really strange, especially when the club's on the road, because we're just still doing the games from Wrigley. And the first couple of games, so you're doing everything off a monitor, and there'd be a foul ball, and I'd jump and start to reach for it because I thought it was coming back to us, and I realized, no, they're in Pittsburgh, and we're in Chicago, so there's pretty good chance the foul ball is not going to make it all the way here. And then after the game ends, you walk out of the booth and you're so used to walking out with a stream of people that are leaving the ballpark, and we walk out onto a completely black, darkened concourse in an empty ballpark with some sprinklers going off. There's obviously with no people in the stands, there's no energy to feed off. There's no, rising tension from the fans that you would get in certain situations. So it's weird. But I'm so happy we can do it, to be able to go to work and do games and provide that distraction for people and what has turned out to be a pretty interesting baseball season.
Yeah, JD, very interesting baseball season. Good morning. First of all, this team is going to the playoffs, and people have tried to kind of put that into perspective, what that accomplishment means. I heard David Ross talking about it after the game last night. What it means to do this year with this strange, unprecedented environment in which they've had to operate. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, every team is kind of in the same boat. So, I don't want to say that the Cubs rose above adversity that other clubs didn't have to deal with. But they did a real good job with it. They have not had a single positive through this time, positive test, once they started the intake testing, which I think there's a certain amount of luck involved in that. But also, I think, as Rossi said, his guys were very diligent, kind of putting team ahead of self, making some sacrifices, doing everything they could to stay healthy, stay safe. So I think they're to be applauded for that. And again, everybody around the game, all teams, all players, coaches, good guys that managed to go out and perform and entertain us. I tip my hat to them. I understand fans getting upset when guys have bad years and a lot of the core players are having off years. And it's part of being a fan is to scream and yell and pound the table and why can't we get ahead of the big situation? I'm just happy these guys are showing up for work because it's a real challenge. They're going through a lot and I appreciate the effort.
Hey, Jim, I certainly don't know anything about anything, but I've heard you talk about how guys are not choking up or looking for just a single maybe when they get two strikes on them. They're still swinging out of their shoes, and much has been made of Javi Baez not going to the opposite field, which has gotten him out of other slumps. So my question is, wouldn't the Cubs hitting coach say something to guys about this?
I think at the major league level, it's very difficult for a coach to impose his will on players. He can make suggestions. He could say, hey, let's look at this video, and when you were going good, you were doing this, that, or the other thing. But the thing about Baez, good Baez, his approach isn't a whole lot different than struggling Baez. He's just swinging and missing a lot. We always talk about him chasing pitches out of the strike zone. He's getting beat in the strike zone this year more than he has in the past. So his timing is off. I think there are adjustments that could be made. I think Anthony Rizzo is kind of a role model, and even though Rizzo isn't having a great year, you'll still see him try to make adjustments in certain situations and certain counts. It's an industry-wide epidemic, and it's by design because of shifting and everything else like that. Players feel like the ground ball through the hole is not as much of an option anymore because the hole isn't there as much as it used to be. So guys are trying to hit the ball over outfielders' heads. There's such an emphasis on slugging, but I think there is value in changing the approach, just trying to hit line drives in certain situations. And some guys are more capable of doing it than others. The hobby's mindset has always been to swing big, to swing hard, and try to power his way out of these funks. I know it can be frustrating that the strikeouts pile up, and it's not just hobby. It's a lot of guys on the Cubs, and it's guys all around the game.
Yeah, shorten swing once in a while, right? Yeah.
Hey, Jim, how much?
Well, yeah, trying to move a base runner along, or certain situations call for the driver, other situations call for the iron and put it in play.
Kinda. Exactly. How much concern is there about Bryant and the likelihood that he's going to be available to this team next week in the playoffs?
Yeah, talking with David Ross yesterday, it sounded like he came into the ballpark yesterday feeling better than they thought he would, when he left the ballpark the night before with the oblique strain. So I don't know for sure. Obliques can be tricky. They're kind of set deep in, and sometimes you think you're feeling pretty good, and then you start swinging the bat and realize, nope, that's not going to work. The other challenge is it's been a really tough year for Bryant, both physically and mentally. And, at some point, if you're Rossi, I know he wanted to see him get at bats this final week of the season to try to get a little something going so he could feel comfortable running him out there in the postseason. And if that doesn't happen, he may opt for plan B, whether it's David Bote or somebody else. I don't know. Obviously, the Cubs are a lot better with good Chris Bryant. But it's kind of been a lost year for KB.
Jim Deshaies, JDA, you probably don't even realize it. This is a big anniversary for you today. 34 years ago today, you set a modern-day Major League record against the Dodgers when you struck out the first 8 batters you faced. Remember?
That's right. I do remember. It's a long time ago. They were either hungover or disinterested. I'm not sure what was going on.
It was
my one shining moment.
I hope your buddy and your partner, Len Casper, makes a big deal out of that during the marquee broadcast tonight from Pittsburgh. Thanks for spending a little time with us this morning, Jim.
Great to be with you, Bob, Dave. My pleasure.